Now, who is this fellow? What's his name?
John Simons.
Now, can you tell me his story?
When he came here, just appeared here one day.
Appeared in Hope or here, appeared here at your house?
In Hope.
In Hope, okay.
Yeah.
What year?
Shortly after the war, probably 46, maybe 47.
Okay.
I've heard that he came from the Boston area, and I've heard he came from Pennsylvania someplace. I really don't. He was, probably in his middle 20s when he came here.
Okay.
And so there's all kinds of rumors of why he came here. Nobody knew.
Nobody knew why he came here.
He just came here. And he got a piece of land up in the woods, top of the hill.
Top of this hill?
Yeah. Top of the hill. And
now, is that Buzzle Hill?
Yeah, this Buzzle Hill. Top of Buzzle Hill. And turn, follow the blacktop. It's about, maybe 500 yards. There's a little dip. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't know where it was, you wouldn't see his path.
Yeah.
It goes out through and did.
The path is still there?
Yeah.
Is his house still there?
I don't know. I haven't been up in there quite a few years. He just passed away probably 4 or 5 years ago. He lived in a one-room shack. Right out there in the middle of the wood, burned just wood, kerosene lamps, and candles. He had wax candles that he burned for light. And he was a smart man.
He was?
Yes, very intelligent. Before the library opened up over the Union, he'd go to Camden Library once or twice a week on a bicycle and get books and read them, take them home, read them, take them back, get more books. That was his life.
Did he ever have an automobile?
No.
Never had an automobile?
No. He had a
motorbike. What did he do for a living?
That was the interesting part. He never held a steady job. He'd work around here in the blueberry season. He'd rake blueberries. And apple season, he'd pick apples. And during the potato season, he'd go up north and just sleep out on the open ground and pick up potatoes. And then he would cut brush off the blueberry fields, blueberry vines, and whatever he could pick up during the year for working on the farms. Never did any hay. He wouldn't help us hay. But
maybe he had hay fever?
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. But that's how he earned his living. When he finally got old enough to get Social Security, he told me he never had so much money in his life as he did Social Security.
Well, he had to have had a steady job to get Social Security.
No. No, they'd take the Social Security tax out of you in the blueberry field and all that. And we're picking up potatoes. And when he worked for picking apples or working on the... He used to work.
So they did take Social Security out, even on the... Okay, yeah. All right.
And he only got $200 or $300 a month at the very most, and he said he never had so much money in his life. But he used to come down, and this was all open farmland right here at the time.
Huh.
And he'd come down, he'd play baseball with us, go fishing, great little trout brook right down here, or go over to the lake with us, go fishing, or just sit around and talk to Ed and I.
Yeah.
He didn't want anything to do with my eyes. He was cat death of women. He really was.
Interesting.
He'd
come by. Now, were you his best friend?
No, well, either me or my younger brother.
How many people did he have contact with regularly? Just your family?
Yeah.
And this was with Eddie? He knew Eddie?
He knew Eddie and Bobby, our younger brother, and I. And, people around that he worked for.
Yeah.
He worked for Ben Nichols and all for Lake Jersey Farm, Earl Norwood and the Blueberries, and his brother, Steve Norwood, and anybody around here. Plus, when he got so he couldn't ride his bike anymore, he depended on other people to give him a ride. He'd walk, but if you wanted to go to Camden or someplace, he'd call up a friend down South Hope. It's Hastings. I can't think of her first name now. Debbie Hastings. She'd give him a ride.
Yeah.
wrestling on until the last of it. He couldn't walk too good. But funny, you know, he always had a bicycle. But at one time when he got a motorbike somehow. I don't know how he ever got it. But he rode that all over the place. He'd take that up north with him and everything. And then he found out he had to have it licensed.
I was just going to ask if he had it licensed.
No. When he found out he had to have it licensed, he'd get rid of it and got a pedal bike.
Did he ever talk about politics at all?
If you'd quiz him a little bit, yeah.
What did he talk about?
Your farming, farm work. He'd talk about anything he wanted to. He was an educated, he was a smart man.
Yeah.
But he was a terrible recluse. He didn't want people around him for any length of time. He always was the first one in the blueberry field in the morning. And the fella he worked for up there, Earl Norwood, dubbed him Johnny Risenshine.
Now, he must have been about 80 when he died?
Probably. Yeah. Close to it.
What did he die of?
Well, he had emphysema real bad.
Smoker?
No. Well, I guess he did when he was young.
Yeah.
But he gave it up.
Because most people don't have,
yeah.
Particularly living out in the woods and not smoking, you don't get emphysema.
He gave it up while I was in the service, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's
interesting. That was in the 50s. He was an interesting character.
So his social life was mainly talking to the Jacobs?
Jacobses and any man. He talked to men, but he didn't have anything to do with women.
Did he ever say why?
He wouldn't talk about his past life. Couldn't get nothing out of him.
Was he in the service during the war?
Don't know.
Never talked about that?
Nope. We always suspected that maybe he was not a deserter, but a conscientious objector or something, and wouldn't go.
Okay, have you ever checked the web?
Nope.
See if you could find him there?
Nope. We never really checked on him too much. You know, I used to go up there once in a while and when I was in high school. If I see him going by sometimes, I'd out working in the ad, I'd offer him a ride home, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you never really knew where you was going to see him. Back when he could ride his bike around.
But if he only died 4 or 5 years ago,
yeah,
then I must have seen him.
Could have.
Riding his bicycle, and I mean, I've seen elderly people riding bicycles.
I know he never bought anything new for clothing. He always went to the
Salvation Army.
Salvation Army or lawn sales. He'd pick up stuff at lawn sales, long as there wasn't a woman around.
Isn't that
he was so strange that way. He really was.
Why is anybody afraid of women?
I don't know. Well, yeah, there was one woman.
Oh, but wait a minute. You said he took a ride with one of the Hastings women.
Yeah, this was at the end of it.
Oh.
The end of his life.
Yeah.
There was one that went around town real quick. She lived right up there just a short distance from where he did. In the field, she had a trailer. And her granddaughter lived right across the street. Everybody in town called her Grammy Grace.
Uh-huh.
And one day he went up to her, and she was living by herself, of course. And I guess she was tired of living out there in the woods, I don't know. But he told me, he said, "No, you're living by yourself, and I'm living by myself." He says, "We ought to get married and live together."
So what'd she say to that?
She kind of hemmed and hawed, didn't, you know, caught her off guard. She didn't know what she
said. Yeah, yeah.
But she told her grandson-in-law about it, you know, and he went out there and threatened him with an inch of his life.
Now, you know that for a fact, that story? Or
yes,
just
yes, that's true.
Any other stories about him? Did he curse?
No.
Never cursed?
No.
Never go to church? No.
No.
Obviously not.
No. He never went to church. I never heard him. I don't remember him cursing, put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. Tall fella, short fella?
He about my height. Maybe a little bit taller than me. So he's probably around 5'10".
Did he have reasonably good nutrition? I mean, he didn't look as if he was starving or anything?
No. He wasn't overweight, as you know, like I am. But he was not skinny either.
Yeah, yeah. So he evidently ate well. Yeah, yeah. Now, where did he get his groceries?
Over Union.
Bicycle?
Yep. I'll walk. In the wintertime, he'd walk. Go out across, you know, right up to the top of the hill, and there's a road that goes across.
Yeah.
He'd walk that. Go across there and get his groceries.
Yeah, I've never driven on that road.
You can't get through it anyway.
Oh, you can't?
No, get a chain across it.
Oh, it's private property?
Yeah. Huh, I guess you'd say it was private property.
Yeah. Now, when he died, what happened?
They buried him in a pauper's grave up at the Hope Corner Cemetery.
Yeah.
And
just took one of the plots.
Yeah. Way down in the back of it, in the new section. And they put just the what are you calling it? Do the funeral. The funeral home marker. You know, piece of steel with it, and it got his name on it and everything.
Yeah.
So Jesse and I went up there the year after he died, put flowers on it. And the next year we put flowers on it. And the next year we went, we couldn't find it. Well, what's going on? We looked and looked and looked. Finally, it came to me where it actually was, and I went over and somebody had put a stone on it.
Oh.
Just appeared there.
With his name?
Yeah. Name and his age is on it.
Well, I wonder who did that.
I have no idea. Never found out.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. But Jesse and I go out and put flowers on it every year.
Yeah.